Can you describe a typical day in your life now as a contractor?
Yes, I get up at 6:15 in the morning. Except for Mondays, where I have to get up a lot earlier. I start work at 7:00 in the morning after having breakfast and my morning dose of insulin. I'm measuring my blood sugar before I leave. I drive 40 miles to my place of work, which takes around 40 minutes because I happen to live close and work close to the motorway. I then work through until lunchtime, which fortunately in contracting can be flexible. I usually lunch around 12:30. I have a choice of going to a canteen or taking sandwiches, which I choose the latter because I can get my carbohydrates spot on taking sandwiches. Also, there's a limit to how many hot meals you can eat a day. So I inject my insulin before having that. I test my blood sugar again. If I feel anything untoward in the morning, I test my blood sugar accordingly during that period to check it out. I then work till approximately 5:30 or 6:00 in the evening, where I test my blood sugar again. I travel home and then I eat a meal. Relatively late, usually around the 8:00 mark. And then I go to bed, probably after having supper and injecting again, around the 10:00 mark. There is a problem with injecting so close together, you do not get a chance to test your blood sugar in between because you have still the effects of high blood sugar from your evening meal and then supper coming together, so a blood test is absolutely worthless at that time. Truthfully, I should eat a lot earlier, but you know, ever since I've been diabetic, it has not been practical to do so. It has been necessary to eat and inject very close together, or combine the two meals on occasions, and you know, inject twice as much effectively, which works sometimes.
Do you get much exercise?
Yes, I get a fair bit. I jog 3 times a week, not as hard as I should. I've recently started playing badminton again, which is a little bit too much exercise for my liking at the moment, because when I first played, I was absolutely crippled due to aches and pains and, you know, backache and leg ache. But, you know, now I'm playing again, I think it's very good exercise. I play for an hour. We play mixed doubles. And it's very good exercise. Everybody thinks badminton's a soft game, but it is not.